This is KCUR 89.3. With City Hall paying more attention to the 18th and Vine Jazz District in recent months, leaders of the historic Mutual Musicians Foundation are pushing for greater recognition. As KCUR's CJ Janovy reports, that's why a dozen or so elderly musicians recently came to Kansas City from all over the country.
A lot of people in Kansas City think of the Mutual Musicians Foundation at 18th and Highland as a place for after-hours jazz jams on weekends when alcohol keeps flowing until early in the morning. But it's also a National Historic Landmark.
Meeting will come to order.
The home of the Black Musicians Union, Local 627. One of the few such union halls still in use.
All right, Councilman Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a great day for Kansas City and an opportunity for us to look back at the roots of this city. The American Federation of Musicians, Local 627, has been a vital part.
A couple of weeks ago, 14 people who'd been members of Black musicians' unions around the country got handshakes from the city council. They'd come from as far away as New York, California, New Orleans, and Winnipeg after Mutual Musicians Foundation director Anita Dixon put ads in Black newspapers around the country. She wanted to find people who'd played in the old colored unions.
For a long time, I thought we were the only one. And then I found out there was actually 34. And I thought, how old could they be now?
The musicians are now in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
I'm thankful, for one thing, that I'm 81 and still able to pack my drums up and carry them around and play them and load them in my car and go and rehearse.
That's Marvin Leon Achiton Patillo.
I still play, still have a desire to. I hope that the desire never leaves me.
Patillo lives in Oakland now, but he grew up in Kansas City. He joined the Black Union when he was 13. He started at the famous Orchid Room at 12th and Vine on Sunday nights when they didn't sell alcohol so high school kids could play. He stayed in Kansas City until the late 1950s.
You couldn't go into hotels and play. There was Johnny Baker's that I played with Johnny, Jay McShann, out on Troost. That was a white club, but it had a Black band in it. And after we take our intermissions, we would have to go down in the basement.
This group of musicians played with all the big names and at famous jazz festivals all over the world, but still weren't respected in America, not for their music or their other contributions. After woodwind player James Hardy Patterson was drafted into the Army, he learned an unwritten rule.
It was advised not to wear the Army uniform in public. Nobody knows that little tidbit.
White people would be forced to respect him if they saw him in an Army uniform.
I just packed it in the bag most of the time and never wore it.
Patterson went on to lead the jazz studies program at Clark Atlanta University. June Pepper Harris lives in Canada but grew up in Chicago. She joined the union after getting a job in the Rush Street Entertainment District when a club needed a piano player fast.
At first they didn't want to hire me because they saw that I was not white. And so my agent told me, he said, June, he says, you don't have to take this job if you don't want it. And I thought for a second, I can open doors. I can show people that I can perform because I had been studying opera and I can sing in Italian and Spanish.
Harris couldn't resist sitting down at the foundation's gleaming white piano, and a couple of the guys joined her. Elders were in town for 3 days, recording their stories on video, having dinners in their honor, and receiving awards. The musicians might have been part of history, but weirdly, some of them had never been to Kansas City. Bass trombone player Jack Jeffers of New York seemed in awe of the famous musicians on the walls at the foundation. His picture's not up there, but
I'm one of them. That's the way it makes me feel.
In Kansas City, the unions didn't merge until the early 1970s. Jeffers knows there aren't many people left to tell this story.
There's a lot our age who are no longer involved in music, and their names just are not remembered. Of course, most of the people who were members of the segregated unions are dead.
For Marvin Leon Achiton Patillo, who left Kansas City in the 1950s, recognition at City Hall was overdue.
This is a 2016, so the union's almost about 100 years old, you know. Very late.
But not too late. Kind of like those middle-of-the-night jams. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovich.